One of the things that we find sometimes as sales professionals, especially people of color, is that we need to fall in line, so to speak, with everyone else in order to be successful, especially in an industry where we're coming in as the underrepresented group. Well, I'm going to talk to you about that today. And it goes back to specifically to a question that was asked. Do I need to suppress my culture, or I feel that I need to suppress my culture in order to be able to really thrive in my organization? I have a whole lot of ideas behind this, and I hope that you can listen and it can help you or someone you know as well. Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome to another great episode of Selling in Color. My name is Donald C. Kelly, the sales evangelist. And I'm so excited for another great episode. I'm so excited to be here with you today. And I'm coming to you from our studio, TSC Studios. And this is my podcast called Selling in Color. And this podcast is really geared around helping people who look like me, people who are of a color from, you know, Asian descent, Black, if whether you're Hispanic, wherever you're from. The underrepresented communities can be a great asset to the sales world. And we want to be able to change that. Only 20% of professional sellers are people of color. And that's a small number. We can expand that. But 20% of us are out there and that we're doing some amazing things. And this is why we have this podcast. We want to highlight some of those individuals, people who are out there hustling, who are making magic happen. We want to hear a success story so we can inspire other people who look like us to be able to take part in sales. Selling offer amazing opportunity, especially in the tech sales world. And I want to tell you about a group. If you haven't checked it out already, it's called Sales for the Culture. It's an amazing community. And I highly recommend you check them out. We have a link down in the show notes so you can join the community and be a part of the group there. So, but this podcast episode today, I want to just kind of get to this idea. I talked about it a little bit in the teaser, but the concept is when you join, we know, again, so go back to this idea, 80% of professional sellers are the majority. There are people who are just straight up who are white. So if that's the case, if majority of the of folks who are hiring, majority of people who are leading the teams, the majority of people that you're going to be around, when you join a team, is it requisite for you to suppress your culture in order to be successful so you can quote unquote fit in? And I mean, the straight up answer to that is no. Heck no. Like, you should not at all do that. And there's so many reasons why you should not do it. And I'm going to explain. The first thing I want to tell you is if you find yourself in a situation where you have this thought in your mind or where this comes across because of, let's back up. The way this might come across is probably because maybe management or maybe the company you're working for might hint at stuff, or they want everyone to, they think that in order for you to be successful, you need to look like Ben Affleck, or you need to act or behave like Ben Affleck, so to speak. You need to, and nothing against Ben, but you don't need to do that in order to be successful. You don't need to be like Mary or Joe or anyone else in their personality, because that takes away the whole idea from this concept of us making a diverse team is that so we can have diversity of thought, diversity of thinking, diversity of culture, diversity of views, diversity of ideas. I mean, somebody that grew up in inner city compared to somebody that grew up in the sticks in a country. I mean, there are two different ways of approaching sales and two different ways of tackling things. Why can't we learn from that? But if you find yourself in a situation in a company where you feel or it's being hinted at that maybe you need to cut your hair, for instance, or maybe you need to dress a certain way that's going to take away from your culture, then that's probably not an organization that you want to be a part. If they're going to force you to fall in line and to look and to be like everyone else, that's the first thing that I would look at and say, maybe this is not the best place for me to be at. This culture is not something that's going to mold towards what I'm doing or towards the way that of who I am. And you just need to find better organization. There are many out there. And right now in the sales world and just in the world in general, there are plenty of folks who are looking for good people. They're looking for great sales professionals. And I guarantee you that you could find an amazing job if you find yourself in that situation. So that's the first thing I'm going to tell you. If you find yourself in a situation like that, perhaps it's not the culture you want to be a part. You don't need to do that. And specifically what it comes down to is like, sometimes people might say, like, say, for instance, I have a couple friends who, you know, have dreadlocks, or people on our team have dreadlocks, and you might automatically gravitate to say, well, somebody who have dreads, somebody who dress this way, somebody who looks like that, well, there may not be a great seller because they don't look like the traditional seller that's out there. I mean, where would that thought come from? Like, why would you even think that? Because somebody is Black, because somebody have dreads, because somebody you know, doesn't speak like you, that they can't be successful in sales, that's straight up discriminating. And that's not cool. So I would say, you know, find a better organization. Don't even bother with that. Number two, let's say that you want to prove yourself, and which I don't think you need to prove yourself, but money talks. So if I'm working, even just say in a culture, in an organization, or just in the community, the sales community as a whole, if you're hitting quota, nobody cares. Nobody cares. They just want the money, right? If you come in with flip-flop, for goodness sakes, but you're able to hit your quota, nobody cares. If you're able to bring in the largest deals in the organization, if you're able to, you know, make money and make it rain, nobody is going to care or anything. So my philosophy is that you just put your head down, even if this is not hinted at in your company, but if it's something that you just feel, I say just put your head down and just hustle. You put your head down and you just hustle. You just make it happen. You're in this not to be there for the company alone. You got to think about your family and your loved ones. You want to be successful, and there's an opportunity here. Perhaps you're in this role, you worked hard to get here. You hustled, you used your network, and you're in this company now. You're making things happen. I say you just hustle and make money. When you make money and when you bring that to the table, they're going to respect you. They're going to say, oh, well, great. This person is doing this and that's awesome. And any of those issues can then go to the side, because unfortunately, we can't change people's views. I mean, you can try, but it's up to the individual to be willing to change. Because even if after you found a new company and after you started making tons of money, you're still going to have haters out there who might say, well, you know, can you believe Donald sounds like, you know, has a little accent and, you know, or whatnot. How in the world did he become so successful in the company? They're going to have haters like that, but that's not none of your business. Our job is not to worry about them. Our job is to worry about the people back home, our family, the people who are looking up to us, the people who are trying to get, the people who are thinking about getting into sales, the people who we have to provide for. That's what we need to do. We need to blaze the trail as those pioneers. We need to earn the money and use that towards building up our own community, our own culture, and create the generational wealth in our family. That's what we want to do. We want to take that. So that's a big piece that I would tell you. And one of the things that I saw too, I mean, when I was working in the company, in the software space, I was the only person of color for a minute there only black person on the team. Then we had a lady come in, her name is Janice, and Janice worked in as the front desk. And then we had another guy come in, name was Silas, and he came into the organization as well, but he didn't stay too long. The point that I was making, though, we were a small group of people in that community, in the tech space, in Boca Raton in South Florida. Now, if you were to, you know, think about it, like, we were pioneering for some of the other students or some of the other kids that were in college that were coming into the sales world. And we were able to, you know, set the wave and to show them that, hey, we could succeed and we could thrive. We were able to create that and to make that happen. And that's what you're trying to do. I mean, even if you don't think so, like, that's one of the things you're doing. You need to create a legacy. You need to forge a path for the people who are coming up after us. Again, 20% of professional sellers being people of color, that's not cool. We need to change that. So when you're in these organizations, when you get these opportunities, one, you just need to thrive, and you need to make sure you're in a company that you like to be in. If the company give you those side eye things, or, you know, looking at you sideways because of your hair or because the way you speak, then that's probably not the best place for you to be at, right? Find some place where you can fit in, where you can feel comfortable. Number two is that you don't need to prove anything to anyone. You need to just put your head down and make money, because when you do make money, all of a sudden people shut up and they just respect and they follow you. And that's what we want to do. And number three, you're creating a path. You're forging a path as a pioneer for those who are coming up after you. Your job is to be able to not only, again, provide for your family and for your loved ones, you're providing for the kid who's, you know, in high school right now, who's going to go to college and who's going to get introduced to the world, the tech world and professional selling. And they can look up and see you when you're in that company and say, dang, look at Mary, man. Look at Shanika. Look at Chantel. Look at David. Look at Joe. Look at Donald, and how these people blaze trail and how they're making so much money right now. Look at Jermaine now. He's a VP of sale, how he is able to break through and to make that happen. You push through a lot of crap and you make it happen. And now look at where it's at. And that's going to change the trajectory. But I just don't want you to quit, though. I don't want you to give up on and say, well, sales is not for me because I'm outnumbered. In anything we do, we're going to be outnumbered in this country. What our goal is not to worry about that per se, but our goal is to be able to make the change in the way that we can, to use our power, to use our capability, and to take care of ourselves, take care of our family. I'm grateful for the fact that I'm a professional seller. Honestly, I'm grateful for the allies, awesome allies who don't look like me, who who helped me over the years and gave me mentorship and coaching and guide me. And I'm grateful for people like you and me who are here, who are just trying to hustle and make it happen. So to the person out there who asked this question, do I need to suppress my culture? No. If you are from, you know, if you're from a country where you wear a certain, you know, a different outfit, man, wear that outfit, man. That's okay. Wear that to work. I mean, do you need to have a European suit every time you're in office? No. You wear the, if I'm from one of an African country and they have a certain type of ceremonial suit, man, wear that. Like, be you. Don't change you, because that person, that uniqueness that you have is going to bring tons of value to the table. And I promise you, as you're trailblazing and as you're making things happen, as you're succeeding, you're going to inspire other people behind you and you're going to change their world. So I hope this is able to help you. I hope this is able to help somebody. You know, feel free to share this episode with them. I'm super excited for some of our guests that we have coming up. They're going to be talking about their success stories, and we're going to continue with that, continue sharing some of these sales success stories to inspire each and every one of you so we can grow this community. We need more of us who are out there, who are taking advantage of some of those opportunities out there, getting our own and breaking our own bread off. So I'm grateful for you. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. Thanks for being here. Thanks for sharing it with your friends. As always, I want you to succeed. I want to grow our community. I want to be able to help you to close more deals. But most importantly, I want you to raise your level of thinking every single day. Go out and do big things. I appreciate you listening to this episode today. There are many different things you could be doing, but you took the time to listen to this podcast. And for that, I'm truly grateful. If you haven't done so already, go ahead and leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this show. Our show is produced by TSC Studios. Our audio engineer is Jershon Obeil. Artwork and video was designed by the one and only Destin Cunado. Our show note was created by Jake Ligmanowski. Our podcast production manager is Nancy Paul. You can find audio credits to each of our music inside of the show notes. And I'm your host, your coach, your guide down the sales journey, Mr. Donald C. Kelly, the sales evangelist.